Council, come to order. We are back on bills on introduction. We are now on next bill for our consideration is House Bill 99. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 99, introduced by Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to consumer protection, credit card transaction fees.
Representative Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move House Bill 99. I would ask for your favorable consideration. This is a pretty easy bill to understand of what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is limit the total maximum amount that credit cards and financial institutions can charge the small business people in the state of Wyoming. And if you look over on page down about halfway through, it's going to limit it down to 1.75%. What's happened to the individual retailers? As when we take credit cards, the rewards part has become very, very substantial to our business. And when you hand your credit card over, if you have one of those cards that allows for an extra 2% cash back into your pocket, the person that's actually really paying for that is not the financial institutions or the credit card companies, is actually the individual retailer. And so we're taking the hit on that. So what we're asking is for some consideration to go into committee that we could talk about this and see if we can come up to some sort of resolution. And I look forward to our to my fine partner up there taking over there.
Your fine partner might be opposition. Chairman Brown?
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I am opposed to this, and I could say a lot of things about this, but here's my greatest concern. There's already federal regulation in this area. This heaps on top of that. Not only that, but this would affect state banks, but not national banks, and that leaves a position where you have different laws that apply to banks that sit right next to each other, or maybe across the street from each other in one of our cities or towns. And I just think that introduces a disadvantage to the state banks in favor of the federal banks. The national banks, federally chartered banks, can just blow this off. And then the state bank is stuck with a program where they can't be competitive. So I am opposed and ask you to vote against it.
30-second rebuttal. Representative Zwanzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Well, obviously, we could take some amendments on this, but I think it's very important that we look at the charges that are coming in and the fact that small retailers do not have a chance to even compare notes with other small retailers about what charges are coming to us. We're not always sure what we're being charged when somebody swipes that card. As I mentioned the other day, international cards get charged differently. If you punch the numbers in manually, if it's a debit card, 100 different charges come our way, but we're bearing it all when it comes to the reward cards. You see great advertisements. Thank you.
Chief Clerk shall call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
No.
Flake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel. Brown,
no.
Burkhart,
no.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
no.
Kennedy,
no.
Childers,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
no.
Edmonds,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay, excused, Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
no.
Harshman, excused, Harvey, Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Croker,
no.
Krohn,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Lubno,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Patton,
excuse.
Patton excused, Peasley,
no.
Patterson.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Cheaters.
No.
Throne. Braunisch.
No.
Wallace.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 11 aye, 46 no, 3 excused.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 99 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 111. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 111, introduced by Representative Brechtel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to direct shipment of alcoholic beverages.
Representative Brechtel.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I bring House Bill 111 and ask for your favorable consideration. In a technological age where essentially anything can almost can be ordered online, it begs the question why we might not take a look at how we can streamline a business in Wyoming to help it remain more competitive. Such was the issue when I was asked to bring this forward. It was just an attempt to listen to Wyoming business. This bill makes it possible for the division through rulemaking authority to direct ship alcoholic beverages to wholesalers who can then ship to their retailers, but still does not allow them to sell retail. That, in fact, is the bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Being no opposition, I would ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
Miller. Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton. Excused. Peasley.
Aye.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Simlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Braunisch.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 18 no, 3 excused.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds, House Bill 111 is indefinitely postponed. House Bill 120 has been withdrawn by the sponsor. The next bill for our consideration, then, is House Bill 104. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 104, introduced by Representative Simlick.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the ethanol tax credit.
Chairman Simlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I move House Bill 14 and ask for your favorable consideration. Fuel taxes in Wyoming are collected off the sale of gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. And those revenues that we receive are distributed to local governments and to the Department of Transportation based on a fuel tax distribution formula that's outlined on the second page of the fiscal note. A few years ago, we set up a program where we would credit ethanol production in this state, and I think that's fine if we wanted to do that. What this bill would do, though, is restore that funding stream back to local governments and to the Department of Transportation. And if this is truly an economic incentive program, then some agency really should pick that up as their responsibility. In this case, I've just suggested it might be the Wyoming Business Council.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, just a question. I thought there was a move to get rid of the ethanol tax credit altogether. It seems to me that since I've been in the legislature, we've been helping out the ethanol industry, and I think it's time we stopped it. And this is the wrong way to do it, to have the business council do it. That's they shouldn't be involved with the ethanol in any manner.
30 seconds for rebuttal, Chairman Semlick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. In all due respect to the last comments, this bill, it's not within the scope of this bill to try to repeal the ethanol tax credit.
Chief Clerk shall call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Lickry.
Aye.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
No.
Kraft.
No.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay excused. Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
No.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim. McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
No.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Semlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Ronish.
No.
Wallace. Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 27 aye, 31 no, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 104 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 109. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 109, introduced by Representative Roscoe.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to natural gas vehicles.
Representative Roscoe.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I'd like to move House Bill 109 and ask for your favorable support. This bill will get some of Wyoming school buses running on our own natural gas. Natural gas as a transportation fuel has gained a lot of support in the country in the last year. CNG buses, compressed natural gas buses, are substantially cleaner, healthier for our kids. They run longer, but mainly they are far cheaper. 40%, the fuel is 40% less than it is for gas and diesel, and we can use our own abundant resource. This bill puts about $250,000 into the Department of Education just to offset the purchase of CNG buses. It also sets up, through ANI and the Business Council, a competitive grant process to encourage industry to build a natural gas filling station to support a school district or to be built in a district that is currently in non-attainment because of its air quality. This does not put government in the business of natural gas stations at all. It's just a nudge to get us to start using it as transportation fuel. While Wyoming's revenue is suffering from the current low prices of natural gas, this would save our school districts money because of our low natural gas prices. The concept is approved by the governor and the Department of Education. Thank you.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, I just have one short question, and that is, as cheap as natural gas is now and as high-priced as gasoline is, it doesn't add up that you need to have a subsidy to cover those fixed costs in the front end. It seems like they pay for themselves by themselves. Thank you.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a point. From my recollection, we pay 100% of the transportation costs for the school districts as is, and so this is just adding more money to a source that's already there. And why do we need it in this environment? I'm in favor of natural gas automobiles and trucks and buses, but not to add more money to that process that we've already paid for fully with the way we fund transportation and education.
Representative Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. The private sector is on this. They're installing these stations around the state right now. There's vehicles available. It's almost a free market thing, as natural gas is so much cheaper than regular gasoline now. This issue is going to take care of itself without us getting in the subsidy business here again.
Chairman Oley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I can't find it, but I just read it through the budget. I believe there's a section in the budget that does exactly what your bill is trying to do.
30-second rebuttal, Representative Roscoe.
I think the budget item has something to do, is different than what I'm trying to do. It has to do with the University of Wyoming. There is a study planned by Representative Harshman at the appropriations to study this. I'm not trying to interfere with private industry at all. Private industry will come along. I'm just trying to urge the state to save some money on its own. Transportation costs for the Department of Education is huge, and if we can cut that down and make it cleaner and safer and use our own product as opposed to, I think we should. Thank you.
Chief Clerk shall call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger, Blake, Vickery, Bonner, Botten, Brechtel, Brown, Burkhart, Bird, Campbell, Kennedy, Childers, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Edmonds, Eklund, Esquivel, Freeman, Gay excused, Gingery, Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
No.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
No.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Croker.
No.
Krohn.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Ludnow.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley. Pedersen, Peterson, Petroff, Korberg, Reeder, Roscoe, Semlek, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Ronish, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 18 aye, 40 no, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 109 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 117. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 117, introduced by Representative Korberg.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Federal Real ID Act repeal.
Chairman Korberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I move House Bill 117 and ask for your favorable consideration for introduction. My fellow colleagues, I can't imagine that there's not one of you out there that has not had a concern from a citizen, an email, a letter regarding the difficulty and the long wait lines for renewing your driver's licenses. In 2009, the legislature adopted compliance statutes in Wyoming statute to comply with the Real ID Act. That act actually went into effect July 1st of 2011. And it has caused quite a stir around the state of Wyoming. And the essence of the Real ID is it provides you with a driver's license that will allow you to get on an airplane starting in 2017. And it will also allow you, apparently, starting 2017, there will be certain federal buildings we will not be allowed into without proper identification. So this all comes effect 2017. The second thing I want you to understand is that repeal of this act does not affect highway federal funding. So my course of action, I looked at several different ways of dealing with the issue, and what seemed to be the easiest right now was to back out of statute the language we had put in 2009 and reinsert the language that we had deleted. That is the essence of this bill. Since we mandated this to YDOT, they can't make their own voluntary choice just to stop it. Now, we can go back and take a look at it in the summer, and we can make it optional. If you want to use your driver's license to get on an airplane, get in this line. If you're not going to fly and you want to use your passport and you want to do...
Time.
Thank you.
Chairman Elway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pro Tem, just a word of caution. I've done it. Birth certificate, passport, took me 15 minutes. Wasn't painful at all. And on page 3 at the bottom... it does say, and if the applicant has not been previously been licensed in this state or another jurisdiction by a certified, you will have to have a certified copy of the applicant's birth certificate or a valid unexpired United States passport. So if you're requiring people that are moving into the state when they get a driver's license, why are you not requiring the people in state to do exactly what you're doing? So I think you've got doublespeak in this particular language. Thank you.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, Pro Tem, thank you. I do have a question. This is a repeal of the Federal ID Act in Wyoming statutes. What does the repeal of the Shoshone and Arapaho ID cards have to do with it?
Representative Blicky.
Mr. Chairman, the requirements to get a driver's license are essentially the same as the requirements to get a checking account or a savings account in any bank at this point. They're no different. And it's what you've had to do to get a checking or a savings account in any bank for the past 5 or 6 years. They're just exactly the same. I don't see how it could be a great imposition. And when anybody has asked me about it, I've just explained that to them and they've said, oh, okay.
Chairman McCormick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Also, it's not in there, but you have to think about it. All part of this is, and we've railed on this floor about illegal aliens. This prevents illegal aliens from getting a driver's license, the current law.
Chairman Brown, there's no time left for opposition.
I won't say it.
Rebuttal for 30 seconds, Chairman Korber.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. From my standpoint, I'm glad Representative, my good colleague from Albany, ran out of time. No, not really. This is not as onerous a change as it looks. It's taking out and it's putting exactly what was in 2009. So for all of you that got a license before July 1st, it just stays the same for everybody, but it gives us the opportunity to have the discussion and to see if there's not another way to deal with it that might make it optional. So I encourage your introduction of this piece of legislation. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barbudo.
No.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
No.
Blickrey.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Bonner.
No.
Botten.
No.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
No.
Childers. Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Edmonds, Eklund, Esquibel, Freeman, Gay, excused. Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman, excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
No.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubnow.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
No.
Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
No.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Roscoe.
No.
Semlick.
Aye.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
No.
Vronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 32 aye, 26 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 117, having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds for introduction, is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 96. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 96, introduced by Representative Throne.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to OSHA penalties.
Representative Throne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I'd like to move introduction of House Bill 96 and ask for your favorable consideration. In 2010, this body passed a bill 54-3 for increasing penalties for OSHA violations. Obviously, it didn't have the same luck further down the road, which is why I'm back this year with a scaled-down version of that earlier bill. Wyoming has many things to be proud of, but one of them is not our ranking in workplace safety. We are number one in workplace safety deaths. The purpose of this bill is to enhance the penalties in the instance of death of a worker, and only death of a worker, not to increase OSHA penalty violations for minor record-keeping violations or other assorted violations. To put it in perspective, if a moose is killed out of season, you might face a fine of $15,000. If a worker dies on the job, for instance, a worker died on the job in Wyoming in 2006, a catwalk wasn't in place, the worker fell to his death, the penalty was $7,000. One of our larger oil companies faced a $164,000 fine from the Department of Environmental Quality for a variety of minor air quality or miscellaneous air quality noncompliance issues. Is this really a state where we think our wildlife and our air quality are more valuable than our workers? 622 workers have died between 1992 and 2007. An average of one worker dies every 10 days. We need to get some incentives in the system. We need the consultation, but we also need sticks to go along with the carrots. If we don't have meaningful enforcement, we won't have compliance with the regulations. Thank you.
Representative Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. I have a concern here that this seems to be mimicking the method of altering behavior patterns that the federal government has already been using for years, and not just in these kind of situations, but in a lot of business regulation environments. And so that's one issue I got. The other issue I have is that I can't find in this bill where it says where this windfall of money is going to be deposited. Who's going to be the winner on this?
30-second rebuttal, Representative Throne.
First of all fines and penalties go to the school districts. That's where DEQ penalties go. I assume these penalties are covered by the same constitutional provision. Essentially, this is just an enhancement of penalties in the cases of death. It's actually substantially lower than what we all approved in 2010 for those of us who were here. And it provides safeguards for small business so that they are not subject to the same penalties as a larger company. Again, we need to value our workers as much as our wildlife. Thank you.
Chief Clerk, call the roll.
Barbudo. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Edmonds.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
No.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Lubno.
No.
Madden.
No.
McKim.
No.
McComey.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz. Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
Whoa.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Roscoe.
Aye.
Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Bronish.
Aye.
Wallace.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 30 aye, 28 no, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 96 is indefinitely postponed. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 119. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 119, introduced by Speaker Buchanan.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to health insurance, sale of out-of-state policies.
Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. Ladies and gentlemen, I move House Bill 119 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. This is an effort aimed at increasing the availability and affordability of health insurance for Wyoming citizens. The question is how could this bill possibly do this? Well, first of all, you might recall that in 2010 we passed a bill that allowed states to band together to increase the availability and sale of health insurance policies. But this bill is slightly different, and it complements that other law in that it doesn't require the states to form a compact. It doesn't require then congressional approval, and it basically allows our insurance commissioner to approve for sale in Wyoming individual and small employer health insurance policies that are currently available for sale in other states. So the idea is that we would have more options for consumers. The competition between insurance would provide, would increase, as would the risk pool. And it's my belief that those two things would combine to drive prices down, which would in turn result in more choice for the consumer, more availability, and, of course, more affordable choices when it comes to health insurance. So basically, this bill is just one more step towards this body's ongoing effort to address the problems that are perennial as far as high cost of health insurance. Thank you.
Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the chief clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers. Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman excused, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey, Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Peasley,
aye.
Patterson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Stewart,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Bronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
I
am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
Having received the necessary two-thirds for introduction, House Bill 119 is assigned to Labor, Committee Number 10. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 113. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 113, introduced by Representative Bonner.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public health critical access endowment challenge program.
Representative Bonner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, and thank you for breaking that 7 in a row losing streak, Mr. Speaker. I move introduction of House Bill 113 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill would continue a partnership between the state of Wyoming and Wyoming Critical Access and Rural Hospitals by extending the Critical Access Hospital Endowment Challenge Program. First, a little history. The Endowment Challenge Program was set up 5 years ago to match with state dollars endowment gifts raised by Critical Access and Rural Hospitals. There are 16 Critical Access and Rural Hospitals in the state. The total appropriation to the program was $4 million. That would allow a match of $250,000 for each of the 16 small hospitals if they were successful in attracting the donations to qualify for the match. So how have they done? Some hospitals have done pretty well in getting matching dollars. Two have completed the full $250,000 match. Some are well along the way, and with others, for a variety of reasons, they've not done so well. And they're running out of time. The program is set to end June 30th, 2012. We started with $4 million. We've matched $1.2 million. There remains in the fund a balance of $2.8 million. So this bill would do three things. It extends the program for 2 years without any additional appropriation. It downsizes the program by reverting over $1 million on July 1st of this year. And thirdly, it allows the other 14 hospitals, those who haven't yet matched their $250,000, to...
Aye. Seeing no opposition, I'd ask the Chief Clerk to call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Bonner. Botten,
aye.
Brechtel,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman excused, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Illaway, Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Lubno,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
McComey,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton,
excuse.
Patton excused, Peasley,
aye.
Pedersen,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Roscoe,
aye.
Simlick, Stewart,
aye.
Stebson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Vronish,
aye.
Wallace,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 excused.
Having received approval of two-thirds of the members elected, House Bill 113 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for consideration is House Bill 122. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 122, introduced by Representative Kraft.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to health insurance mental health parity.
Representative Kraft.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move House Bill 122 and ask for your favorable consideration. I think mental health, since this is the very last bill for our consideration, is probably foremost in all of our minds at this point as we move into the weekend. What mental health parity legislation requires is simply that health insurance providers provide coverage for the treatment of mental health issues and substance abuse issues that is no less extensive than the coverage for any other physical illness. Right now, there's a federal law that provides for that. And when I was preparing this, many of you said, well, we don't need this. We're covered by the federal law. But the federal plan only covers employees that have more than 50 employees working for them. That leaves exactly 105,000 Wyoming employees without benefit of this because they work in smaller groups. This proposed legislation exempts people who have 25 or fewer employees, so there's not a problem for small business people. It exempts if costs are going to be going up. It's not a retroactive kind of a thing. You're not grandfathers. This is just for things that are going to continue after 2012. It's an issue that we've talked about a lot but have yet taken any action on, and I would urge your favorable consideration. Thank you.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just speaking in opposition, I think mental health parity is a wonderful thing, but you have to weigh the consequences. I wish we could put it in. But as you add things and tell health insurance companies that they have to have something, it causes the premiums to go up. And that's the downside. And that's why our state has worked extremely hard not to put these types of things on the books. We have one or two, but not a lot.
Representative Kraft.
Thank you. And just in a quick comment to that, as we looked at states that have parity, we find the premiums go up between 1 and 2%. So that's it. I would urge your favorable vote. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
No.
Fawner.
No.
Fawton.
Aye.
Brechtel.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Campbell, no.
Kennedy,
no.
Childers,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Kraft,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Eklund,
no.
Esquivel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay excused, Gingrey,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Harshman excused, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Illaway,
no.
Yagi, Kasparic,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
aye.
Lubnow,
no.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
McComey,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
aye.
Patton, Patton excused, Peasley,
no.
Pedersen,
no.
Peterson,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Korberg,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Roscoe, Simlick,
no.
Stewart,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Cheaters,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Braunish,
aye.
Wallace,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 25 aye, 32 no, 3 excused.
Having failed to receive approval of two-thirds of those elected, House Bill 122 is indefinitely postponed. Representative Botten.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to introduce at this time four people from Sheridan County. If you please would rise, I'll introduce you and you can wave as I mention your name. First is Donna Shelley, who's the local coordinator of the Center for Cultural Exchange in Sheridan County. Give a wave, Donna. And she's up there with Kate, who is an exchange student from Kazakhstan, who is with the Future Leaders Exchange, sponsored by the Department of State. And she attends Tongue River High School. And next, so give way, Kate. There you go, that's Kate. Now, next is Alexandra. Now, she's from Germany, and she's attending Sheridan High School. Alexandra, give a wave. There we are. And then... Hold on, one more. There were four. Finally is Martin from the Czech Republic, and he is attending Bighorn High School. Giveaway. Thank you.
Representative McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to re-refer House Bill 87 to your committee number 2 appropriations. It contains an appropriation.
It hasn't been read in yet, so we're not quite ready, but I'll stay on top of that. Thanks. We're at that item of business, reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Bill 62, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Barbudo, Brown, Kennedy, Green, Crone, Throne. No, Brechtel, Nicholas, Peasley, signed Representative Brown, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 1, Judiciary, to whom is referred House Joint Resolution Number 9, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Barbudo, Brown, Kennedy, Green, Crone, Nicholas, Peasley, Throne. No, Brechtel. Signed, Representative Brown, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 27, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Berger, Edmonds, Escobel, Harshman, Pedersen, Stewart, Wallace. Signed, Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 2, Appropriations, to whom is referred House Bill 41, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Berger, Edmonds, Escobel, Harshman, Pedersen, Stewart, Wallace. Signed, Representative Berger, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom is referred House Bill 40, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blickery, Childers, Goggles, Miller, Peterson, Semlek, Varnish. No, Camel, Madden. Signed, Representative Childers, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 3, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 51. Respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Blickery, Camel, Childers, Goggles, Madden, Miller, Peterson, Semlek, Varnish. Signed, Representative Childers, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 87, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bonner, Button, Connolly, Davison, McKim, McComey, Petroff, Reeder, No, Yagi. Signed, Representative McComey. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred House Bill 21, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Bonner, Botten, Kennedy, McKim, Peterson, Quarberg, Vronish, No, Blake, Zwanitzer, Dave. Signed, Representative Peterson, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom was referred House Bill 22. Excuse me. Respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Blake, Bonner, Botten, Kennedy, McKim, Peterson, Quarberg, Vronish, Zwanitzer, Dave. Signed, Representative Quarberg, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, to whom is referred House Bill 46, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Blake, Bonner, Botten, Kennedy, McKim, Peterson, Quarberg, Vronish, Zwanitzer, Dave. Signed, Representative Quarberg, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 28, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Greer, Kasparic, Lockhart, Muniz, Stubson. No, Byrd, Hunt, Roscoe, Zwanitzer, Dave. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 29, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Byrd, Greer, Hunt, Kasparic, Lockhart, Moniz, Roscoe, Stubson, Zwanitzer, Dave. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Bill 90, respectfully report same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Byrd, Greer, Hunt, Kasparic, Lockhart, Moniz, Roscoe, Stubson, Zwanitzer, Dave. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your Committee Number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom is referred House Joint Resolution 1, respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Greer, Hunt, Gasparic, Lockhart, Moniz, Stepson, Zwanitzer, Dave. No, Byrd, Roscoe. Signed, Representative Lockhart, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 12, Rules and Procedures, to whom is referred House Bill 31. Respectfully report same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Brechtel, Buchanan, Connolly, Kraft, Gingrey, Dillaway, Lebanon, Patton, Reeder, Stubson, Throne. Absent, Goggles, excused, Korberg. Signed, Representative Buchanan, Chairman.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With my apologies, I'm so anxious to spend money, apparently. I would like to re-refer House Bill 87 to your committee number 2, Appropriations.
It being moved to re-refer House Bill 87 to committee number 2, Appropriations. Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Chairman Childers. Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to re-refer House Bill 51 to Appropriations or Committee Number 2. This has an appropriations on it.
Being moved for House Bill 51 to be re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Representative Barbudo.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It's always an honor to introduce this woman to anybody, including you fine folks. And we've had her in Rock Springs for a couple of years now. She's been a positive impact in a lot of ways. We're really fortunate to have her, and I want you to help me welcome President of Western Wyoming Community College, Carla Leach, to the House.
Representative Bonner.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege to the floor.
Yes, sir.
May I introduce to the House, my wife Sue makes every party, makes every reception, is there for every dinner. She finally came over to see us work, and she joins us in the North Galleries this afternoon. Sue? Yay!
We are at that order of business, bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 2.
House Bill 2 introduced by Representative Peasley, an act relating to service of process fees.
House Bill 2 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 4.
House Bill 4 introduced by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to the Department of Transportation funding regarding the ignition interlock program fees.
House Bill 4 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 10.
House Bill 10, introduced by Representative Moniz, an act relating to game and fish additional elk licenses.
House Bill 10, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 11.
House Bill 11, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to business entities revisions.
House Bill 11, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 12.
House Bill 12, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to Real Property Marketable Title Act conservation easements.
House Bill 12, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 13.
House Bill 13, introduced by Representative Brown, an act relating to property wind estate disclosure.
House Bill 13, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 25.
House Bill 25, an act introduced by Representative Stubson, an act relating to real property private transfer fee obligations.
House Bill 25 has an amendment. Representative Greer.
Mr. Speaker, I move second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 25 and ask for favorable consideration. This amendment is a friendly amendment. It is just a point of clarification to give some guidance. If we recall on these private transfer fee obligations, anything that's in existence before this bill is enacted will remain in existence, and the bill requires that there be notice. This bill simply provides some definition to what that notice should contain, and what it requires is a clear statement or disclosure of the existence of the private transfer fee obligation, a description and nature of the private fee transfer obligation, a description of the penalty for failure to pay, a legal description of the real property affected, and what I think is most important to help us along is the name and address of the payee, and a requirement that if that changes, that it be updated. So this amendment's hopefully bringing, well, it isn't hopefully, I know it is, bringing some clarity and some definition on what that notice should contain.
Representative Stubson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do think this is a good amendment. It adds some clarity, which is always a good thing, and I thank the representative from Washington County for his hard work on it.
Anyone for a first time, second time? All those in favor of second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 25, please say aye. Those opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 25 has been adopted. House Bill 25 having been read 2 separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 26.
House Bill 26, introduced by the Mineral Committee, an act relating to public works and contracts.
Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number 1. What this does, it deletes out the part that says the select committee would elect their chairman, and instead it says the president and the speaker shall designate a co-chairman of the select committee. So there'd be a co-chairman from the House and a co-chairman from the Senate.
Anyone else for their first time? First time, second time? All those in favor of second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 26, please say aye. Those opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 26 has been adopted. Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number 2. What this one does, it gives the select committee the power to sponsor legislation in the 2013 legislative session.
Anyone else for the first time? Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and lightly pushed back on this, and we considered some of the things that this select committee could do, but we really think they needed to be vetted back through the Minerals Committee, so I'd urge your defeat of the Second Amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you. I have a question for the sponsor. Does that mean that the select committee would have to bring that legislation back to the standing committee before it could be introduced, or are you suggesting that they bring that directly to the floor?
Anyone else for their first time? First time? Representative Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So we have multiple different types of committees that we've set up over the years. We have task force, steering committees, subcommittees, select committees. And I've served on a lot of them, and I've learned some of them don't work very well and some work much better. I served on one time, it was the drug court, I think we called it a steering committee, and it was members of the executive branch, judicial branch, and legislative branch. And it was very confusing as to one problem we did in that one was we had 4 from the legislative branch, 4 from the judicial branch, and we always voted together, so that was always 8 votes. But for some reason, we put 9 executive branch, and they always voted as a block. So by one vote, they always outvoted the other 2 branches of government. It was always strange. So we need to be careful how we do these. I find the select committees to be the best type of committee when you just have legislators on them. So I really like this bill in that they're creating a select committee to deal with this issue of contractor residency. However, if they're going to be just reporting back in the interim back to Minerals, then they're more like a subcommittee. That's something the chairs can just do on their own. They can ask management council for some extra money and create a subcommittee to report back to them. And I've sat on some subcommittees before. We had a subcommittee from Judiciary one time to study revisions to Title VI, and we had a little extra money, and so that subcommittee of members of Judiciary would meet, and then we reported back to the full Judiciary during the interim, and then they decided whether or not to sponsor a bill. What this is modeled more after, what I'm proposing, is more like the Select Committee on Mental Health and Substance Abuse, which we had for a few years. And they could actually sponsor legislation, where they could study it, and then they would sponsor the legislation to here. Now, once it gets here, it still has to go, to answer the good chairman of education, it still has to go through the same process, so it still has to go, depending on where the speaker would assign it, which would probably be minerals, it would still have to go in front of the standing committee. But this allows the select committee to sponsor the legislation to get it here. What that does is tell the select committee that we find them to be extremely important, that we think they're doing extremely important work, and that they're, and you know, that we respect, you know, those are six people, three from the House, three from the Senate, and that they would look at this issue. They, you know, and it, you got to remember, I'm a little worried it's only a year, because the first meeting, usually you're sitting around, you know, being educated on the issue. Second meeting, you're sort of getting around to coming up with your ideas. And then usually by your third meeting, you're scrambling to get, you know, the idea all together. And then this idea that you're going to take it back to minerals prior to the session, and minerals then could, you know, do something to it, I guess. Minerals will still get a chance at it. They'll get a chance at it when it gets assigned to them. That's the only thing I was trying to do, was that I found the Select Committee on Mental Health and Substance Abuse to be a very strong committee and got a lot of work done. But I think if they had had to have gone through another standing committee, I don't think they would have been as effective. So I'm just saying that I'd urge you to vote aye.
All those in favor of second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 26, please say aye. Those opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 26 has been defeated. House Bill 26, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 36.
House Bill 36, introduced by Representative Wallace, an act relating to paramutual events.
House Bill 36, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 38.
House Bill 38, introduced by the Revenue Committee, Coal Severance Tax Industry Factor.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, I move second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 38. Ladies and gentlemen, our staff found a slight error in the heading, catch title, so we need to delete the severance tax industry factor and insert valuation industry factors.
Anyone else for their first time? First time. All those in favor of second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 38, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 38 has been adopted. House Bill 38, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 52.
House Bill 52, introduced by Representative Stepson, an act relating to the establishment of private roads.
House Bill 52, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. We are at that order of business, bills on third reading and final passage, consent list. Mr. Majority, floor leader.
I'm sorry, Mr. Speaker. A little rusty. I move a consent list consisting of House Bills 8, 9, and 14.
Would anyone like any of these bills to be removed from the consent list? The reading clerk will read the list of consent bills.
House Bill 8, introduced by the Labor Committee, an act relating to the Department of Workforce Consolidation, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 9, introduced by the Labor Committee, an act relating to unemployment insurance compliance, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 14, introduced by the Judiciary, an act relating to civil procedure, wrongful death representative, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Hurd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green. Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton. Patton. Aye. Peasley.
Aye.
Pedersen.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder. Roscoe, Simlick, Stewart, Stevenson, Teeters, Throne, Ronish, Wallace, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker. I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As to House Bill 8, are there any changes? Are there any changes to House Bill 8? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As to House Bill 9, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused. As to House Bill 14, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills 8, 9, and 14 have passed the House. We are now at that order of business. Bills on third reading and final passage, regular list. The first bill for our consideration, and only bill today, is House Bill 32.
House Bill 32, introduced by the Corporation Committee, an act relating to redistricting of the legislature, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 32, and we will have it on the projector momentarily. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If we could maybe get, this is what I'm proposing, what you see before you right now. The concern that we have became apparent through my county clerk that we've created a split, and on the House District 2 side of the split, there's too few voters in that precinct, and there are some concerns about voter confidentiality. So what we did was move some more, made the split a little deeper, which allows that confidentiality issue to be concerned to be dealt with, It keeps both districts within the deviation and actually brings our deviation closer to each other. So balancing the Senate district out more evenly, I would argue. This little position right here, up here. These 10 people, these 28 people, and this census block with zero. So we've cleaned up that side of town. It is a little cleaner line and deals with the confidentiality concerns. So I'd ask for your aye vote.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Elway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Corporations Committee thinks this is a good change, and we'd urge your adoption.
All those in favor of third reading amendment number one to House Bill, substitute bill number one to House Bill 32, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 32 has been adopted. House Bill 32, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Barbudo.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Bonner.
Aye.
Botten.
Aye.
Brechtel.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Childers.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay excused. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Harshman excused. Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Illaway.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Krohn.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Lubno.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
McComey.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Peasley.
No.
Patterson.
Aye.
Peterson.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Korberg.
Aye.
Reeder. Roscoe. Simlick.
No.
Stewart.
No.
Stubson.
Aye.
Cheaters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Vronish.
No.
Wallace.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
No.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 9 no, 2 excused.
House Bill 32, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 32 has passed the House. We are at that order of business. Messages from the Senate.
Message 104, Mr. Speaker. The bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading in amendment form by the voter indicated. Senate file 4, registered agents, commercial agent registration. Ayes 28, no 0, excuse 2, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 105, Mr. Speaker. The bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading in amended form by the vote indicated. Senate file 5, county commissioners, removal of appointed board members. Ayes 28, excuse 2, signed Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Mr. Speaker, message 106. The bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate file 10, youth challenge program sunset date. Ayes 27, noes 1, excused 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 107. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate file 22, clandestine laboratory operation appeal. Ayes 27, noes 1, excused 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 108. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate file 23, death penalty method of lethal injection. Ayes 26, noes 2, excused 2. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 109. Mr. Speaker, the bills listed below passed the Senate on third reading in an amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, Senate File 3, Secretary of State Authority. Ayes 29, noes 0, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 110. Mr. Speaker, the bills just below pass the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. Senate file 8, ethanol tax credit. Ayes 24, noes 5, excused 1. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Committee announcements. Chairman Oway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet at noon on Monday, February 20th, President's Day, and we're going to sit and listen to House Bill 17 budget hearings, House Bill 34, Subdivisions, Consideration of Schools, House Bill 35, Notarial Certification of Business Entity Instruments, and House Bill 65, Banks Authorized Investments.
Chairman McComey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On Monday, February 20th, your committee number 6, Travel, will meet in room H10, where we will take up bills House Joint Resolution 12, United States Government Deficits, and House Joint Resolution 13, Resolution in Support of Central Park Wilderness.
Chairman Brown.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet Monday, February 20th at 6:58 a.m. to consider the following bills. House Bill 78, Executive Orders. House Bill 88, DUI Penalties. House Bill 97, Protection of Activities in Private Vehicles. And House Bill 112, Battery Against a Family Member.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thought I'd try a different microphone. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet at 8 o'clock on Monday morning to consider House Bill 66, Industrial Siting Finance Resources, House Bill 59, Insurance Adjusters, House Bill 44, Portable Electronic Device Insurance, and House Bill 89, Workforce Safety Employer Assistance.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet at 8 o'clock on February 20th, Monday, in room 204. We will hear House Bill 121, Abandoned Mine Land Funds, re-referred bills, House Bill 116, Impact Assistance to Local Governments, and House Bill 87, Mixed Martial Arts.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet Monday, February 20th, upon adjournment in H10. For the consideration of the following bills, House Bill 95, Student-to-Teacher Ratio Waiver, House Joint Resolution 8, National Day of the Cowboy, and House Joint Resolution 7, Resolution for Conscience Rights.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet Monday, February the 20th at 8 a.m., room H11, to consider the following bill, House Bill 106, Local Option Tax Municipalities.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will be meeting Monday, February 20th, 10 minutes after adjournment, in room H17, where we will hear House Bill 75, Physicians Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment.
Okay, the Wyoming Cowgirls tomorrow take on the Colorado State Rams. So, Representative Blake, please.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you pull out your handout you got, there's some technical corrections. Where it says cowboy, please insert cowgirl. And the chief clerk has asked me to change son of a gun to good old gal. So instead of son of a gun, it'll be good old gal. Beat the Ramettes, I guess. She always sings ragged music to the cattle as she swings back and forth in her saddle on a horse. She's got a syncopated gator, and you ought to hear their meter to the roar. Repeat her how they run.
when they hear her come, because the Western folks all know she's a highfalutin' rootin' toot, son of a gun from over. Ragtime cowgirl, my bad, talk about your cowgirl, ragtime cowgirl Joe. She always sings ragged music to the cattle as she swings back and forth in a saddle on a horse. She got a syncopated gator, and you ought to hear the meter to the roar, the repeater, how they run. When they hear her a-comin', because the Western folks all know she's a highfalutin' rootin' toot, good old gal from old Wyoming. Ragtime cowgirl, talk about your cowgirl, ragtime cowgirl Joe!
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Mr. Speaker, could we be in recess until the sound of the gavel? We don't have a budget bill to distribute to everybody before they leave. We're waiting on the budget bill. Or we can... Or, Mr. Speaker, we can distribute the budget bill and people can pick it up after we recess. Whatever you would prefer.
I prefer the latter.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until Monday, February 20th, 2011. You will see on your general file list that there are 22 bills, but we have no bill introductions to do that day, so we should make a big dent in that list. So that's, you've heard the motion, Mr. Speaker.
10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The House is adjourned until February 20th, 2012 at 10 a.m.